This is a recording of the first tape taken by the group on August the 27th, 1957. Medium Leslie Flint.
Rather effervescent that sometimes long as you're coming on, aren't you?
Lucky we've never been so educated in all
the things. You've been reading the Schwartz and Rogers. And love and tolerance and harmony between you what it will be accomplished, and I'm quite convinced it will.
Yes, not for you, but you really.
Sometimes you may get little things that perturb you, but that's to be expected. And sometimes the workings of the ways of spirit are not necessarily the ways which you think, or should be, or are. Sometimes they have to take a sort of odd way, you know? But they are very pleased with the development, and they are very, very anxious that you should not have any fears or any doubts.
Oh, no, we haven't any fears.
Well, I have none.
Well, it's been pointed to Anne. Sort of trying to prevent yourself from doing something which you shouldn't do, more through fear than by a natural inclination and desire. I mean, the point is that whatever life you may live, you have to live it and experience it, good, bad, or different, and learn from experience. And if you went wrong in previous incarnation, and then in your new incarnation, whatever you do that is right must spring from within yourself a desire, must be there to do the right thing, not to be careful to avoid. In other words, the thing must come from within yourself that is good.
Because
you may be given certain information, concerning previous incarnations,
yes.
But you'll find that they only give you a certain amount.
Oh yes, well,
as they say. Actually, although the past is important and as much as it affects the present and the future,
yes.
It is not the past that is all that important. What is important is the present moment, and what is more important still, what is yet to come.
Yes.
You see, what you are a product of the past. But what is more important still, it is the future that you will become.
Yes.
The thing is to look upon life as a schoolroom in which you learn many lessons, good, bad, and indifferent, and you have to pass through various grades until you reach a standard and you're sent out into the greater world, which is the spiritual world, in which you learn through life itself and through coming into contact with all kinds of souls who are more advanced and so on. The point is that you must look upon life as a training ground. Do the utmost you can, learn all you can, assimilate all you can, be cooperative and loving and kind, and try to make that which is to come something that is wonderful, because you have, as it were, made yourself strong in the process of learning. I don't know why you're sitting in the dark all this
time. You're doing it very well, Rick, anyway.
Thank you, Monty, old boy. You haven't got your posh coat with a blazer thing, have you?
I didn't know you'd see it that quickly.
Pardon?
I didn't think you'd see it that quickly. You can, of course, I realise that.
I always think you got very strong, that blue blazer, that badge.
Oh, well. I think you've gone rather wrong. There isn't a flag. There isn't a badge on it. It's a white handkerchief.
Oh, I thought you got one of those blue blazers with a brass button thing.
Yes, I have, yes.
I thought you had a sort of blazer thing on it.
No, not on the pocket. It's not like I was thinking having one.
Well, I thought
you had one. Well, I've always seen one on it.
Frog blower, you
have one. No, it isn't. It's a line I've seen on there. With a sort of outstretched arm.
Thanks,
what are
you
called?
You're in good form,
yes, Mickey, very nice. Yes, I know, I like you lot, I always do, you know I do. Charlie, what about the rest of the questions on behalf of the party?
No, actually, there was a
quiz
about
Abdullah.
About what? The man we called Abdullah.
Abdullah? Well, I think there's one name and it's as good as another one.
Abdullah,
let's just call him
Abdullah.
Of course, that's all we intended to do.
Are we really allowed to question as much as we do?
Oh, you've seen the question.
Did you get the answers?
Well, this is all we do.
We answer you. I mean, if one feels it's good for you to know an answer, we answer you. But when you ask, or when you try to probe the secret identity of a certain person under a pseudonym, then I have to.
Yes, I know.
That's very nicely put, me.
But Abdullah, is Abdullah? Although Miss Abdullah used to have his initials on his cigarette, didn't he?
I think he did.
Oh, oh dear.
RBT. Oh,
dear.
Yes, I know. Thank you. You see, those are the points.
I haven't told you who it is.
No need to. These are the things that we're trying to fit in, and once we know that there's nothing wrong with it. This, I think we could, what can I say, perform miracles if necessary.
You see, what you've got to bear in mind that many of the souls who come to you and particularly one whom you're most interested in, they are not just a person who has lived in one incarnation, but many. And sometimes, deliberately, a person may assume a name or title of a previous incarnation to try, for some reason or other, to hide their identity of the last. Because, you see, often when a person comes through whose name was famous, people say, oh, how do we know it's incarnation? Why should we believe that, right? You know, and in consequence, the quality of the message, which is always good, is often ignored or set on one side because of the identity. So therefore, it suits some of the individuals who might come to give you a false name. Not with the intent to deceive you, but in the hope that in consequence, that you will accept them more readily and also give them the opportunity to do the work they have come to do.
Yes.
And then later, when they have proved, shall we say, their worth more to your satisfaction, then they probably will reveal themselves in their true colour.
Yes, one can't help it.
Yes, well, red roses and the initial cigarettes and the coffee on cars.
Hello, yeah, I hate all
that.
So that's what I was saying.
Well,
you know,
but it's unfortunate for poor Monty, isn't it?
What?
Well, Monty is the instrument.
Yes, Monty is the instrument.
And when you have these doubts, it has an effect upon Monty.
No, it didn't help Monty.
Let me get it behind my jaw, then I'm talking about. Monty is a sensitive. If he wanted sensitive, he couldn't be an instrument, he couldn't be a medium. And therefore, if he's sensitive where mediumship is concerned, obviously he must be equally, if not more sensitive, where his friends are concerned, if they doubt anything that may come through him, just as much as he might doubt himself. You see, actually, poor old Monty is placed in an invidious position.
Thank you,
ma'am. Well, I don't think I've doubted it,
ma'am. No, you haven't doubted Monty's sincerity.
Right.
You haven't doubted Monty's truthfulness.
No.
You haven't doubted really, in a sense, the identity of those who come through.
No.
But you find it difficult to accept because it doesn't seem possible that a certain person in particular, apart from others, should deign to come to communicate with you who you feel yourself being. You feel yourself being rather insignificant, and you see, the point is that you've got to get yourself right. Before you start having any doubts or fears about what other people, you want to have a few more heart searchings about yourself. For a simple reason, that you are not insignificant. Now, by that I mean to say you mustn't, as all we've got that humble pie, and I think that people should eat humble pie occasionally, and sometimes grovel in the back. But the point is, you've got to realise that you are one of God's children, and that we on this side realise that every soul, irrespective of whether they have had a great name or a low name, or they've had position or no position, they're all part of God's creation. And if somebody whom you admire and love, and somebody who had a position in life or was highly involved in some way or other comes to you, it's not to be doubted. It's something to accept in a normal manner. Because the more highly evolved a person becomes, the more spiritual they become, the more loving and considerate and understanding they become, and there's more reason why they become someone who may think themselves very low and very humble. So don't think of yourself as being, oh well, why should he come to me, sort of attitude. Why shouldn't he? That's the attitude. Don't you worry about the link. Not being broken, it's being strengthened. And when you have complete trust and faith among yourselves, which I'm sure you have got really, but when you can accept without question those that come to you, the things that are given to you, then you therefore make more progress.
Yes,
but at the same time, it doesn't mean to say you've not got to use your brain box. And if something comes that may not be correct or may strike you as being incorrect, although you may have some soul searching about it, at the same time, don't discard it. Just say, well, I find that difficult to accept, but it's possible it may be true. And don't let it in any way affect you or the city. Because after all, no instrument is perfect, no matter how good they may be or how well developed. Sometimes insignificant things can spoil the effects of the message. that something may come through incorrectly. Because even those who are good communicators sometimes find difficulty in getting their thoughts clearly through an instrument. And sometimes things get twisted or confused. Then it's for you to try and sort it out or get it clarified. But at the same time, realize the difficulties and make a life of the discrepancies. Satisfied?
Yes, we have done very, very well.
There's just one more point. It's an entirely personal thing.
What's that?
Thank you, please, for his confidence and trust in me, and ask him, is there anything I can do for him in this direction?
In what direction?
The direction regarding the letter.
Well, I'm told to tell you that it is best for you to do nothing.
I just wondered if there was anything I could do if it was necessary for me to do anything before in that direction.
No, you can do nothing.
Well, maybe I can't do anything, but I just wanted to know.
And he says that his past existence, although in a sense it's a closed book, can be read and digested, and one can learn from it. He says that we are all human, and we all make mistakes, and we all learn from each other. He says he doesn't care who reads his book. I don't know why he puts it this way, but he refers to his personal life, I suppose. He says that one can learn from the book of others, and although the pages may be closed, they are not finished. The chapter is finished, but it is only one volume in memory.
I just wanted to know.
He doesn't want you to be concerned. He just wants you to realize that although he values the past, the experience that it has given him, and that which he has derived from it, he is more concerned with the present and that which is to come. He has many friends, and he values all his friends and all the love that they give to him. But he says unless his friends, in turn, try to serve, then their friendship is valueless. Do you understand?
Yes.
Don't know why I'm chosen to be talking tonight. You guys are all telling me what to say if they speak to themselves.
It would be nice if they could. Not the way behind it.
But it hurts at home, me. Who's kind to see you? He's just hanging on me, he said.
He's very, very interesting.
I am convinced and all that we shall make vigorous progress in the coming months, in the autumn and winter. The obstacles have been overcome. The obstacles that were in your mind.
I'm glad you are there.
One day we hope to speak to you in the circle. I think.
Oh, that'll be marvelous.
It is possible the power is among you. With patience and perseverance and love, it will come to pass.
Anyway, we're quite happy as long as you stay. Oh, yes, we won't have to do anything else but that, do that now, you see. It might be an eye where you just try to torment the women once or twice and say, well, there's nothing to do next Monday. We still get down, that's that. Oh, we've got to rag them down again, otherwise they'd be...
Not to bother you when you're at work. Only if it's something very important.
Yeah. I mean, bother you there,
and deserve it all for those sittings. So the writers, you've got to get your living, and you've got to concentrate on your work, and you've got material life to consider. But just occasionally there has been this moment when they've come and they've tried to get something over of an important nature.
Yes. Yes, I felt them drawn, yes. When I'm in difficulties, I'd like to feel, yes, I reckon
I. Yes, I appreciate that, but only when it's essential, you see.
Yes. I really would like to find a definite permanent link, you know.
How do you mean? I'm quite aware.
The name.
Pardon?
The name.
I think he's asking the name of your
control. Yes, but there's somebody that I know is there. Very often I feel him there. Whether it's a group that come or whether it's one person, I don't know. But I have a mental illness too. Occasional, very often when I least expect that he's come through. But latter years particularly, I should imagine he's only been through the last few years, half dozen times.
Well, he came through us when we were here just before flag.
Yes, that's right. I've
never had him.
He
did say
that he would material marks and that's it. I'm glad of
that.
Because it
was an awful big thing for us to do, you know.
Mm.
Tell you that.
Mm. And did it?
Well, he didn't because you couldn't tell me.
Oh, I see, if I can use your circle, but then I am not a materialization medium.
Yeah.
Well,